We are not criminals. We are not bad people, and we have the right to free movement to everywhere in the world, like Greg said. See, like he said, if we could prepare to do anything on our own, so I see no reason why we could not be to this demonstration here. See, I came all the way from Berlin just to be here with you guys. So if I can sit in the train for like almost 8 hours just to be with you guys for 2 hours or so, I see no reason why people from Baden-Württemberg could not come here. I just want to say that we are not stopping here. See, our government are sending immigration officers to Karlsruhe at the Regierung Presidium to identify Gambians, to deport them. And up till today, they are denying that they have no ID.
They are lying.
Yes. Now this lie is what we are gonna prove. And the way we're gonna prove it is we are going to the Regierung Presidium and demonstrate there when these people are there. So we wanna show our government that they are here and they are lying. So us, if we gathered here today, we can gather at the Regierung Presidium again to show the whole world that our government are lying. Stop, stop, stop! Stop deportation!
Stop, stop, stop!
Stop deportation! See, one thing that breaks my heart is that, you know, I always ask myself, you are being deported, they arrest you, put you in jail, and at the end deport you. So I ask myself, what is your crime? Your only crime is that because you could not secure a permit to get an asylum to stay. Your only crime is that because you come to Germany. Your only crime is that because they don't want you in your country. Like Rex said, why are you visiting our country on tourism basis if you don't want us in your country? See, when I read articles and so on saying EU is doing this for the Gambia, Germany, they are trying to bring investors, they are trying to do that. But the thing is, what is the outcome of that? Yeah, you are doing XYZ at the end to deport these people back. I have seen people, I mean close friends, that are in their house building almost 2 years, they still deport them. So the question is, where is that person gonna learn vital for what he has learned here? With who is he gonna speak German with? We have no German institution in the Gambia. It doesn't make sense. Do we have the concern of these people? They don't care. They are like alles muss weg. They must deport everybody. So if you deport everybody, give us solutions to stay there.
Thank you.
We are here at the beginning. I don't want to go back to history, but then our forefathers were forced to come to Europe and America. So why are you sending us back if we want to come here? And you still want to visit our countries. When you come back, you say, this is a sehr kleines armed country, like armed land. It's a very, very poor, small country, but you still want us to send back. So we are saying no to deportation, no to the violation of our rights. We want access to education. Let people learn. And not everybody is a criminal. You stop what you are doing to us. Stop exploiting our rights. Like my colleague Ruby said, even women. I mean, women has more rights even than men. So why are they even disturbing women? People who have been married before, they came and they still have to deport them. I listened to this story and really, it really breaks my heart. So we are saying we're not stopping here. We are gathering again at Karlsruhe to make sure that to shame them, name them, and make sure that the world knew that they are here to identify us. Stop, stop, stop!
Stop deportation!
Stop, stop, stop!
Stop deportation!
Abschiebung ist kein Lösung. So on that note, it's an open forum. If you have anything that you want to say, you can say it. But let it be quotes, like not really long, like I always do. Stop, stop, stop!
Stop deportation!
Stop, stop, stop!
Stop deportation!